All right. Thank you, young folks. Good message and song. Tonight's going to be a little different. We are just a few weeks back, we had our college go on the soul winning marathon. And it was a little different this year. They went out into the country more than the populated areas that we've gone in before. So the number of professions of faith is probably the smallest we've had in several years. But we've heard some really good reports that the local church that they helped, worked out of, has really seen some good results because of it. So we're encouraged about that. I'm going to ask Dr. Phil Pitts to come on up, and he'll kind of call on him tonight to give us a word of testimony concerning this and tell us where they went. And he'll try to remember all the good things and forget the bad things if he can. Anyway, we appreciate the college staff that goes as chaperones and drive the vans around and pay the fines and all of that, whatever trouble they get in, not quite that bad. But I want to ask him to come on and kind of orchestrate things right here for us.
Raise your hand if you're a member of Lamar Baptist Church. We're going to let you pay the fines, amen? All right, we had a good time. We left Tuesday morning, March the 18th, and returned back Friday morning, and we went up to Riverland Baptist Church in Dunellen. And Dunellen is northwest, I think, of Ocala, maybe about 20 miles. And Brother Rex Carringer is the pastor. He's been there 17 years, and they've got a great work there. And we actually have three of their young people in college with us, Brother Carringer's son and daughter, and also another young lady, Carissa. And so we had a great time. And as Pastor said, it was a little different than our some places we've gone to. I remember one year we did Soul Winning Marathon helping a church over in Tampa. And man, I mean, we just killed ourselves for three solid days. And when we got done, we looked at the map and we did that much of it, you know. And so it was different in that respect. A lot of walking and lots of big dogs. That's always a good place to go, amen. All right, I'm gonna ask our team leaders. We split them up into two teams. Brother Bradley and Brother Pouts were our team leaders and did a great job. And so I'm gonna ask Brother Bradley to come first and give a word, and then Brother Pouts, you follow him.
Bill Bradley, Landmark Baptist College, class of 1991, amen. This was my 17th soul winning marathon. And it was the most unusual, I guess, not the big numbers that we usually get to come back and report, but Pastor Carringer told us when we got up there it was going to be different. He said, welcome to rural America. And I believe that there are sinners that need the Lord Jesus everywhere you go. Yeah. But when you get out in the country like that, they're a lot harder to find, amen? And it was quite an experience, you know, that a lot of planning and prayer preparation goes into Soul Winning Marathon, both on our end and also the pastor in the church. When we got there Tuesday morning, they had maps of the area marked off for us and sort of in grids on the map where they wanted us to go. And I'd take my team, we'd take the bus and the van, and what do we have, 24, 28 on the team, and we'd take off for an area that looked like a populated area on the map, or like a subdivision or a housing development. We'd turn off the highway down the road that was on the map, and it'd be a dirt road out in the middle of the woods, amen. And it was like that for, we spent a whole lot of time hunting for people to talk to, but I believe 18 professions of faith. And tell you what, I just want to brag on my team a little bit tonight. They had the best attitude and kept their spirits up. And I know it was a little discouraging at times just because they'd walk for miles and not find anybody to talk to. But they kept each other encouraged, and they kept their spirits sweet and right and worked just as hard. This year is when we do come back and report hundreds and hundreds saved. And I'm just real proud of them. I got to let you folks know, I believe that we have some of the finest young people at Landmark Baptist College you could find anywhere in the world. And it's just my privilege to be able to work with them and hopefully teach them a little bit, amen, help them out a little bit along the way. And already looking forward to what we're going to do next year for Soul Winning Marathon. Amen.
map outs, class of, I can't remember. Kind of reiterate what Brother Bill said. We had, I had to beg to differ because I think we had the best team out there. All the kids. It was one of those years where everyone had a great attitude. I mean, they really did. I think we try and service all the teams, and of course we had to cover a large area. We'd put them in different areas where there was maybe just a few houses, and then they'd have to go way over here. And I think one time when I came back, I hadn't seen a team for a good while. I think one of them was witnessing to a tree or something. I don't know. Just getting some practice in. But they just kept up a great attitude. Did a lot of walking. Kept up a great attitude. We had great services that Wednesday night. Great time. We had some of our young men preach. You'd have been proud of them. You'd have been proud of all of our student body. Glad to say not one problem to report. Everybody, it was a real positive, good attitude, and they got quite a bit of witnessing. And now, the purpose going into this particular soul winning venture was what Brother Carringer wanted was to get as many houses in the area as he could, but he had packets made up for us. I think 5,000 or 6,000, maybe more, packets made up with several different gospel tracts and invitations to their church and information about their church. And so we knew what he wanted us to do, and I think that is the most important thing when we, you know, embark on these to help churches. Our whole purpose is to help the local church. And what he wanted more than anything, he wanted to get the name of the church out there. And I think we accomplished that mission greatly. And then we had quite a few opportunities to witness and share the gospel and several folks saved. And so it was a great victory. And I'll tell you what, I want to say thank you personally to all those in our church that helped support the college, because your efforts are not in vain. And we got a good bunch of young people, knuckleheads sometimes, but they're a good bunch, and we love them, we appreciate them, and a great attitude, and another victory for our college soul winning ventures.
All right, we also had Brother Mike Perkins and Brother Nathan Ogden went with us and drove the buses for us, and so we sure appreciate those men coming with us and being faithful to that task. I'm going to ask Dr. Lewis to come up. Dr. Lewis actually visited the church there the Wednesday night after the week we were there. And so he kind of saw firsthand the excitement that was created as a result of all these young people being there.
Thank you. Yeah, we, my wife and daughter and I went up the Wednesday after the Soul Winning Marathon. And Brother Carringer came, I mean, sought me out immediately. He said the Sunday after the Soul Winning Marathon, they had a full house. Three people walked the aisle for salvation. The following Sunday, he said it was a full house. They had two more people walk the aisle for salvation. He said they can't believe how many packets of information were put out. What a great spirit the students had, how much he appreciated. And he said he's expecting to see results. He said, I know there's going to be people show up Easter Sunday with those packets in their hands. And he just kept thanking us, and you guys did a great job. God bless you.
All right, thank you. I know those guys didn't want to say anything, but one of the principles of leadership I've learned from Pastor Carter is delegate the blessings, amen? So we're going to hear from our young people now, and I've tried to calm their fears. Some of them are scared to death to get up here and say anything, and they say the greatest fear known to man, other than asking a girl for a date, is speaking in public. So so now that you're calm and cool, I'm going to let JJ go first. They said I was mean to him last year. I don't remember that. I try to be mean to him every day. But okay, now baseball season started. I said this last year, so I want somebody else on deck. And let's just keep going and get as many in as we can the time that we have. All right, go right ahead.
All right. Hello, my name is JJ Sauer. I am a junior this year. This has been my third soul winning marathon and had to be one of the strangest. Wow. So I want to thank all of you guys for providing us an opportunity to come to college here, an opportunity to go out soul winning, and especially the soul winning marathon. It's an amazing experience for everyone. If you don't get learn how to win a soul on the soul winning marathon, then you weren't really paying attention. Now, I've been to some places where it seemed like everybody out there wanted to, they didn't want you there, they just wanted you out of there. And some of them kind of looked like they wanted to hurt me. But this time, we're out in the middle of nowhere, and it's like a car passes by every so often, but people are at their house. I've never met more people at their house than I've ever did. And they're all there, but none of them really wanted to talk. And it was a little bit of a discouragement, but it was amazing how almost nobody got discouraged. A couple people said, it feels weird, but everybody else said it was amazing to the fact that none of them were mean to us. Almost everybody, they answered the door, they were, hi, how are you? They were happy, they were glad to see us, and then they said, oh, we're not interested, or oh, we're Catholics. It wasn't discouraging, it was actually nice to find a happy face. It was. I definitely met more people that were kind and more tender-hearted at Riverland. Sorry. Everybody there, they made us meals, they gave us food, and if any of them are watching, I want to say thank you for the food. It was delicious. I love ham sandwiches. Love them. But to end it all off, I just want to say thank you all for funding this. It's an amazing experience for all of us. Thank you for letting us use the buses, everything. And if you've never been to Stevie B's, I suggest a trip to Riverland. Just go there. It's like CeCe's on steroids. It's the best pizza I've ever had. You all have a wonderful day.
My name is Daniel. I'm a junior at Landmark Baptist College, and this is my third soul winning marathon. And this is quite a different experience than the past soul winning marathons, where there's houses everywhere. But it seemed like God was preparing our hearts for this certain soul winning marathon. And I could tell that there is such a unified spirit within the college, the student body, and it was just a blessing. First off, I want to say thank you for each and every one of you who prayed for us and prayed for the safety and prayed for all the just the spirit to be well and uplifted, because it was. And I thank God for each opportunity that we have to soul win, to knock on doors. And I've always had a vision to help churches that are struggling. And I believe that's God's calling for my life, to help churches that are struggling, that don't have a pastor in little towns or just are forgotten. And I got a glimpse of what that's like at Dunellen. Dunellen has a great church. They have a church that has well-spirited people, and the people love the Lord. And I just enjoyed the Wednesday night service that was there. And that was one of the highlights of that week. And I just... I got a little glimpse of what it's like to go door to door and not many people being interested in the gospel and not many people having the time. And I didn't get to lead anybody to Christ this time around. But I just want to say that each opportunity that we have to plant the seed is of God. And we got to give God the praise and honor and glory for just being able to do that. And I just thank God for just using me as a sinner that I am, that we can tell the great news of Jesus Christ. And I thank you guys once again for your prayers and for your support. I know I would not be here, I would not be standing here today if it wasn't for your prayer. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Robin Sen, student from Landmark Baptist College. First of all, I want to thank God for using us to be here in Landmark Baptist College. And then secondly, I want to thank our Landmark staff, how they prepare for the soul winning marathon. That take a lot of prayer, just, you know what I mean? And then I'd like to give you just a little bit about the testimony. Just sorry about that, because, you know, my accent is hard. May God use me tonight, just how you can understand. And Dunellen, Riverland Baptist Church. The first day, so and my team was O'Neill, and then we have Berlin, and then who else? Berlin. Okay, Lohan. We had a great time over there. So, two main testimony I just like to share with you, and then that was a blessing to me, and just that's going to be a blessing for you too. And then the first day, so I was able, the first person I talked to, so God used me to lead him to the Lord. Praise God for that. And then it was not in my language, and in English, you know, just learning English. And then it was a hard area, but, you know, the Holy Spirit was there. And then we went by Winn-Dixie to use restroom. So I was by the parking lot, just, you know, just patrol to see if I can talk to people. And then Jesse was there too. And then I found two ladies were sitting inside the car. So, and then mom and daughter, I was able to talk to both of them. And then mom said, she's saved. And the daughter said, she's not saved. And then, okay, I said, well, and then I need just to speak to you. Maybe I can show you how to get to heaven. And then I was able to open my Bible and just to speak to her. And then every time, just when I began to speak to her, her mom tried to interrupt me. She said, well, okay, so she's fine, she's safe. I said, okay, ma'am, I know what you mean. And then, okay. And then just trying to talk to her, I said, and mom said, okay, well, when she was five, she used to go to church. I said, okay, ma'am, I know what you mean. Just stop to talk to her, trying to talk to her. And then her mom tried to interrupt me again. I said, okay, well, and then when she was 14, she used to smoke, drink. Okay, I said, okay, ma'am, I know what you mean. So, and then when I finished praising her, the plan of salvation, and then, okay, I said, okay, ma'am, I'll give you a piece of paper and a pen. So today, I said, today is 18, you will write down, this is the day, just you can be saved right now. And then she took it, the pen and the piece of paper. And then I said, okay, now are you ready? She said, yes, sir. And then, okay, now just you will follow me in that prayer. And then just she prayed, she followed me. And then when I see that, she began to cry, just a little tear in her eyes. So that was a blessing. And then the second testimony, just quickly, and then a man, he was 90 years old. And then the second day, so I talked, that was O'Neill and I, and then I talked to him, and then she believed in a lot of stuff about evolution, you know. He said, there is no hell. I was able to prove her there is a hell, which means lake of fire. And then, okay. And then she said, okay, now I don't believe about God. I said, no, just, you cannot try to fight God by anything, by science or philosophy. You fight God by faith. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to him, and then, okay, I said, now, may I open my Bible to show you how to get to heaven? He said, no, I don't need your Bible because I have my Bible in my room. I read my Bible every day. Okay, okay, okay. I said, okay, that's fine. And then I said, okay, well, I know what Romans 3:10 said. He said, so I quote the scripture. I said, okay, no, I know what John 3:16 said. And then I said, sir, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants you, when you die right now, to be in heaven. He said, really? I said, yes. I said, now, would you like to ask him right now? You can have peace in your heart? She said, yes, and then she just got saved. So God used me. That wasn't my power. You know, I always say that maybe God used the weak or foolish thing to do his work. So I was able to lead four people to the Lord. That was a blessing.
Hi, my name is Angelia. I'm a first semester freshman at Landmark. I didn't personally get the opportunity to lead anybody to Christ during the soul winning marathon, but there were a couple of people that I got to go through the plan of salvation with, one of which was a teenage girl that, while she was already saved, I got to give her reassurance of her salvation. God used me for that, which was a real blessing. I had a great time, and the two guys that we had on our team provided quite a bit of comic relief, which helped us keep our spirits up. our standing joke was kind of one of them was quite a drama queen sometimes, and so he got bit by something and freaked out over it all day, and the other guy was making this huge deal about it. And so the next day, the same guy that was making such a big deal about it sits down right in the middle of an anthill. So that was kind of our standing joke. This week was a real eye-opener for me. Growing up, I was never really all that involved in door-to-door soul winning, because when I had the opportunity to go out visiting, I was usually trying to grow my Sunday school class that I helped teach or grow my bus route. And so when I left here, I was more than a little bit nervous because I didn't know what to expect. It was all really new to me. And I wasn't really sure, like I knew the plan of salvation and I knew the verses, but I'd never really gone through them with an adult because I'm used to working with kids. But God helped me, and it was a real eye-opener for me because I didn't know there was a lot of people that didn't know the gospel and didn't know about Christ, and there were so many people that just didn't care. We had one lady that we walked up and we knocked on her door, and we asked her, we went through the whole, we're inviting you to church. And then when we asked her if she, when she died, she was 100% sure she'd go to heaven, she said no. And when we asked her if she would let us go through the plan of salvation with her, she refused to even let us open her Bibles, because she said that she wanted to be surprised when she died where she would go. And she just wouldn't let us go through the Bible. Every time we tried to say anything, she threatened to close the door on us. But we did get her to take a tract, so we're still praying that hopefully that takes some root there. And so it was a real eye-opener for me. And I feel that through this, I've grown a lot. I have a lot more confidence now in being able to share the plan of salvation. And I have a lot more of a burden than I did when I left here. And so I just want to thank Landmark Baptist Church and Landmark College for this wonderful opportunity.
My name is Jesse Behash, and I'm a senior here, and this is my home church, Landmark Baptist Church, and my pastor is Pastor Carter, and I love him, he's right there. But, amen. But this is my fourth Soul Winning Marathon, and my desire, just from my heart, was every day I at least want to win one soul to Christ. Every day, that was my desire. And by God's grace, he answered that prayer, amen. And I can think of the verse, Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Precious, precious souls, and what a privilege it is that we have an opportunity to lead lost souls to Jesus Christ. There's nothing like in the world, nothing like in the world. But my desire was to win a soul to Christ every day. And on the first day, it was really the first couple doors we knocked. Me and my soul winning partner came to this one door. He began to talk to him. And then he kind of gave him more to me so I can talk to him about his salvation. And I asked him the question, do you know if you're going to die tonight, do you know that you'd be on your way to heaven? And he wasn't being, you know, funny or anything. He says, no, I'd go to hell. And he said that very plainly. But what he wanted to know. And I showed him the scriptures, and praise God, he got saved. And now he knows that. And another blessing was actually the last day on the Friday. The whole day I was able to lead anybody to the Lord. It was kind of a colder day. I'm like, man, Lord, I just give me one, please, God, just one. And so we got back to the restaurant, and I went to the Publix, and there's a man sitting outside, just kind of on his lunch break or his dinner break. I began to talk to him, and he was confused about it. He didn't know the scriptures about how to go to heaven. But he said, if you were to die tonight, sir, would you like to know Jesus as your Savior, that you could be on your way to heaven? He said, yes, I'd like to know that. Amen. And he got saved. Praise God for that. And if it was one soul that got saved, there are 1,000. Praise the Lord that souls got saved. And God is good. And I just praise the Lord for what he's done for us.
Well, I'm Matthew Rodriguez, and I'm a first semester freshman here. And I just want to thank God for allowing me to come to this college and just to be a part of a Soul Winning Marathon this year. And, of course, it's my first Soul Winning Marathon. And just being out there and seeing everybody out there just working for God, you know. I know he's already blessed, and he's going to keep blessing for our work that we've done there. And
I just want to thank you for that. And thank you guys for just providing just transportation and just getting us there. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Garen Harris, and I'm a second semester freshman. This has been my second soul winning marathon. I had the blessing of going a year before in my senior year in high school with an alumni from the college here. But so I had a little bit of an idea of what I expected to be looking for. And Dunellen definitely brought some surprises that were unprecedented. So we tried to follow the Lord's leading on things and go with what he gave us. And I just know that there were some days were really long, and although I didn't actually get to lead someone to the Lord, there were several opportunities I got to open my Bible and share the plan of salvation with someone. And I can remember one day specifically, me and my friend William, my partner, were going down the street, and it seemed like everybody that we talked to, if we talked to anybody, was Spanish speaking, and I can only speak English. So that provides a few obvious problems. So we were trying our best to witness, and the first door I came to that I knocked, I found someone home. She gave me this look, so I started talking to her, and I got excited. I'm like, I can talk to one now. I get the opportunity to share the gospel. And as soon as she opened her mouth, she was speaking Spanish. So my friend William, he had to help save me from there, because she had no idea what I was saying. So we gave the gospel at that door. She didn't get saved, but she expressed interest in the church. We kept on walking. And the day just progressed. Things seemed to get bad to worse. We couldn't see anybody. Dogs would show up, have a hard time. Dogs present quite a problem sometimes. But dogs show up, just various roadblocks. And we came up to this last house, and I said, man, I am about ready to stop doing this. It's hot outside, we're walking everywhere, and I can't see anyone. And we came up to this house and knocked on the door, way out in the woods somewhere. You couldn't even see the neighbors. And the door opened, and the girl came out, and she was talking in English on her cell phone. I said, yes, I can talk to one. So I expected her to just take a track and go back inside because she was on her cell phone. But I said, we're just from out here at Riverland Baptist Church and inviting people to go to church with us. So she said, no, I need to go for a second. So she laid down her phone, and she gave me a chance to talk to her. And while she did not get saved right there, she heard the gospel. Amen. And then she said, I'm going. I'm going to take my friend, and I'm going to take my brother, and I'm going to go visit this place, and I hear what they've got to tell me. So, and then I can just remember the joy that the two of us felt leaving there, knowing that we'd had the opportunity to share the gospel with someone, even though we didn't get to see the fruit, someone will, and who knows if she wasn't one of the ones that walked the aisle during one of those Sundays after we came back. So we just thank the Lord for the blessings that he's given us, and I thank you, church, for the ability to come back here. And it's just sometimes it can be hard to see the many blessings from it from your side, but we definitely appreciate you sending us out. So thank you and good evening.
Well, I'm Colin Morton. I'm a senior here at Landmark Baptist College, and this is my third year going out. And it was just, like you said, it was different, and you could tell that on the drive up there. All you see is trees and woods and occasional, we saw llamas, we saw every kind of animal you could think of, but not a lot of people. But it was definitely different, and I had a good team. My team was Jared, who's not here, he's at his church in Winter Haven, and Amber, and then there was Charisse was my team there. We had a great team, and they purposely put Jared on my team because he's like this short ball of energy. And he just, every time things were getting down, he always just like pick you up and everything else like that. But he did get the short end of the stick on most of the houses. Because, you know, every time we got dropped off and there was like tumbleweeds in one house, I said, you know what, no matter what happens, let's just stay positive. And the first door that he got was this lady, and she comes up, opens the door, and he says, do you go to church anywhere? And she's like, that's none of your business, and slammed the door. And yes, it was easy for me to tell him to be positive because I got all nice people. And you know, if they didn't agree with me, they would just say, you know what, that's okay, honey. I don't believe you. You're lying, but have a good day. And he got the tough houses, so. But I had a great team, and I was able to lead a guy named Michael to the Lord, so that was a blessing. And also got a chance to preach at the church, and I'm just glad I didn't get yanked down like someone else did. Because they gave us 8 minutes to preach, and somebody went a little bit long, so they had to yank him down. But we had a great time, and it was different. But we definitely got encouragement from unusual sources, let's put it that way. It was just house after house after, and he explained it right. He explained the area as Jehovah's Witnesses and retired Catholics, and he nailed it right in the head. Every door was Jehovah's Witnesses and retired Catholics. And we got encouragement from unusual places. This one guy, he was a Pentecostal pastor. He came out with sunglasses, flip-flops, and wind pants on, and he's just like, hey, what are you guys doing? And we told him we're from Riverland Baptist Church. He's like, oh, good. I'm glad you aren't Jehovah's Witnesses. We can talk and be normal now. So he started talking to us. And it was just a good time. We explained to him that, you know, we weren't having a lot of, you know, opportunities to talk to people. And he actually shared with us some good ways to approach Jehovah's Witnesses and get their barrier down and stuff like that. And it ended up with us praying. And it was very good, very encouraging. And we all bowed our heads and closed our eyes and started praying. And then we realized we're holding hands now. Okay. So, praise the Lord. It was a great trip. And we got a lot of different opportunities to deal with different things. We got to talk to a guy named Clinton who believed in the elements. Got to talk to somebody who didn't believe in heaven or hell. And just a whole bunch of different things that we kind of used to refine our soul-winning approach. So, 18 souls got saved. And Brother Jonathan, who's not here, he's in Ashtabula Baptist Church. He brought up a good point. He said a lot of churches, the areas that we went in with only one house on the whole street, he said that not a whole lot of churches actually put forth the effort in reaching that one house. And that's why everybody was, at least would take the literature that we gave them. So I just want to praise the Lord for all the souls that got saved and all the people that we heard of the last couple weeks that got saved too. So praise the Lord.
Hi, my name's Caledonia Franson, and this was my second soul winning marathon, and it was, like they said, it was kind of rural, and it kind of reminded me of home in Michigan, but I didn't have the opportunity to lead anyone to the Lord or even open my Bible because there wasn't that many people who wanted to talk to us, but every time, like, I got discouraged, though, the Lord would bring something up and just encourage me, and hopefully my partner, I'm not sure. But there was this one time, it was the second day, and they had just parked the bus out in front of this house, and Keith was talking. He's like, oh, don't go to this house. And he pointed to the house. He's like, because that's where John and Tina Green live. And I'm like, really? I know them. And I didn't expect to see someone that I knew, and I just only met them. I only met Mrs. Green once, but they're such a sweet couple, so I got to go to the house and see them. So that was an encouragement. I just, and God just, every time I get discouraged, he would just bring things to even, like, knock on the people's doors, and they would just encourage us, and that's it.
Hello, my name is Cassara Tabler. I'm a senior at Landmark Baptist College. This is my fourth one, and it was definitely different. Like everyone keeps saying, part of it was you go to a house and there'd be trespassing, no trespassing. I was like, girl, come on. And if it wasn't no trespassing, there'd be big dogs. So I have a funny story about a big dog, and then we'll get back to it. There was this one fence, and there's this big, bulky dog. And I was like, Lord, please let that gate be locked. And all of a sudden, the dog tried to, like, jump up and bite us, but it couldn't even jump because it was so fat. I was like, burr, burr. Oh, yeah. So there was, like, we're not from that area. So when people say, where's your church from? We're like, there's a map on the back, you know? So we go to this one house, and this lady answered the door, and we're talking about the church. And she's like, yeah, my dog started barking here, so I want to see who you were. So we get there, and she's like, yeah, I used to be Catholic. And in my head, I'm like, oh. And she's like, but I don't want to be. I'm like, yes. And then she's like, and my boyfriend was Baptist. I'm like, yes. And she's like, but he doesn't want to be. I'm like, oh. But it turns out she wanted to go to Baptist Church, and she said they actually passed by the church by railroad tracks. I'm like, yeah, that's our church, the railroad, the one by the railroad. So she said, yeah. I talked to him. We drove by, and she's like, yeah, he doesn't want to go to Baptist Church. But she said it was very encouraging because she made it seem like she was going to go regardless of whether he wanted to or not. She just really wanted him to go with her. So thank you, church, for letting us be able to do this.
My name is Nathan Pitts. I'm from here, and this is my fifth soul winning marathon I was able to be a part of. Surely it was interesting being able to go to a friend of mine's church and up in Riverland Baptist, Brother Carringer. And it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. Best memory was me and Keith. We were on the very last street that we were on for the soul winning marathon last day, and I went up and I saw this older gentleman checking his mailbox. And this guy probably had to be in his 90s, and he was barely making it across the road just to check his mailbox. So I walked up to him, and I introduced myself, introduced Keith, and I told him, I said, we're from Riverland Baptist Church, we're just inviting people out to church. Do you have a church you go to anywhere? And he just looks at me with this blank look, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to heaven, don't worry. And I said, okay, well, can you prove to me how you know you're doing that, how you know you're going to go? He said, well, I subscribe to the magazines that y'all send me, and he's just rambling on, barely, but he's just coming up with anything. He said, I subscribe to the magazines, me and my wife, we read them every week, and I like to listen to Billy Graham, and then he zoned out for about 15 seconds and just looked in one direction, then he just glued back me and said, Billy Graham. I'm like, all right, well, you have a great day, and hope to see you. But we got to the end of that street, and me and Keith were a little discouraged. We really didn't get to talk to many people. Honestly, I don't think either of us really got to open our Bible to anybody. But the biggest thing is we planted seeds, and that's what God wanted us to do. And the Bible says, I planted Apollos water, but he giveth the increase. And it's not about the numbers, but we did our job, and God's going to do his. And thank you for praying for us, and thank you for allowing us to go.
Hello, my name is Christina. This is my second year of Soul Winning Marathon. The first year was like a few years ago, so this year was different. My partner was Brianna. She's not here today, and I had Hector and Tommy. They were really encouraging, but we didn't get to see anybody saved, and we barely got to open the gospel to anybody, but. The second day, I got to open the gospel to somebody, but that like really discouraged me because I knocked on the door, and I go, okay, so we're from Riverland Baptist Church, and we're out inviting people to go to church. Do you go to church anywhere? And he's like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm just like, okay. Well, we're just inviting you to go to church. I'm like, well, can I ask you an important question? And he's just like, I think you already did. And I'm like, okay. And then he's just like, well, go ahead. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, if you were to die today, are you 100% sure you go to heaven? And he goes, no, I go straight to hell. And I'm just like, ugh. I'm like, my whole entire like face dropped, which was really bad. Like, I was like, okay. And I'm like, well, you know that there's a way that you can know 100% sure. And he's like, and then he started quoting scripture to me. And I just looked at him like, so do you want to know? And he's just like, yeah, go ahead. So I started opening the scriptures to him, and it seemed like he already knew everything that I was saying. And then finally, I just looked at him, and he's just like, oh, keep going, I'm listening to you. And then so I just looked down, and I go, for the wages of sin is death. And then he completed the rest of the verse. And I'm just like, well, it seems like you already knew everything. And he's just like, because I do. I'm just like, okay, can I ask you a question? Why haven't you accepted it? And he's just like, I like being bad. So that like completely discouraged me. And then I was just like, ugh, I didn't know what to do. So then the next day, Brother Perkins, he was in the bus with us. You'd think he was driving the bus. And he was just like, okay, well, I want to open scripture to you guys because it seems like you guys are really discouraged right now. And then he just basically told us that no matter what happens, it's not up to us. If somebody gets saved, that's up to God, and that we shouldn't get discouraged for that because we have really no big part in that. Like, we just go and we, the best thing we can do is plant a seed. So that really encouraged me, and then I was just like, okay, I'm ready to go. So I want to thank everybody for praying for us, for safeties, and for us to just, you know, have, be encouraged. So thank you.
My name is Tommy Arnold. I'm a senior at Landmark. This was my fourth Soul Winning Marathon, and as everyone else has already said, it was different from any of the others because we were in a country area, but it was still nice to go out and talk to people and be able to try to witness to someone. I didn't get a chance to lead anyone to the Lord, but a blessing to me was I was able to preach Wednesday night, and when we got back to the hotel that night, I had went to the front desk to check on an extra blanket, and then came back to my room, was going back to my room, and Miss Kelly stopped me and asked me if I had heard that Daphne had gotten saved. And I said, no, I didn't hear that. And she says, well, did you hear how she got saved? And I said, no. And she said, well, the Lord used your testimony to convict Daphne, and Daphne got saved because of your testimony. And that was the greatest blessing to me. I, personally, more than leading anyone to the Lord, it was that the Lord was able to use my testimony. There's times I don't really think my testimony is worth much because, you know, it's not nothing that, you know, I'm proud of or anything, but the Lord used it to convict Daphne and show Daphne that she wasn't saved. So that was the biggest blessing to me, was that the Lord was able to use me in that aspect. Granted, I didn't get to open my Bible and show anyone, but I was still able to lead someone to the Lord, I guess you could say. So, but I do want to thank everyone for praying and for those who did support us.
Well, good evening. I'm Hector Rodriguez. I don't think any of y'all know me. I come from a church very, very far away named Landmark Baptist Church, and the pastor is Mickey Carter. None of y'all know him?
Oh, he's sitting right there.
Hello, pastor. I was really excited about the Soul Winning Marathon, and I was expecting, of course, many souls to be saved, like over 100, like we always had, but we had 17, which was kind of discouraging, but it wasn't because especially what Christina was saying is that on the last day, Brother Perkins was giving us a scripture to motivate us and get us back on track again, and that was just a blessing. But the first day, Pastor Carringer told us that he was going to have one of the buses go to a little area called Little Mexico that they had in Dinellen, and it was all a bunch of Mexicans in one area of the town. And it seemed to be that I believe every single one of the Spanish-speaking students were all on the same bus. There was like 6 or 7 of us, so they sent us all out to Little Mexico. And just the first day, that's all we spoke to was to a bunch of Spanish people. And so that was just a blessing. I was able to share the gospel to like 4 or 5 Hispanic people. They all understood, and they were just so happy to see that there was someone to talk to them. And that day, we went back to the church, and I'm helping the school and taking out trash a little bit. And I was talking with one of the teens about what had happened. And one of the ladies of the church was listening to the fact that we had gone to Little Mexico. And she's like, you guys went to Little Mexico? That's my bus route. What happened? So we told her, well, I believe 4 people got sick. We got a lot of bus prospects. And she's like, oh my goodness, what a blessing. And then we told her that like 4 people got saved. And she even started jumping up and down, and she's about to start crying. And it was just such a blessing to see how happy she was, even if it was just a few people that had gotten saved. She's like, that was my bus route, you know, finally some Spanish-speaking people that went out there and did something. So that was just a blessing to see that. And also, I didn't get to lead anybody to the Lord, but we got to talk to a good amount of people. And it seemed like every time I presented the gospel, there was, especially the kids, I would ask them questions like, you know, who do you think goes to heaven? Who do you think goes to hell? And they would give me their answers, and then I would tell them, well, actually, it's even, you know, people that, you know, don't do too many bad things, but just because we haven't accepted God. And they were like, and they were just so attentive. And on the last day, I was able to talk to 2 teenagers, a brother and a sister. They didn't get saved, but they seemed to understand everything I was telling them. And also on the last day when we were at the restaurant, it was a buffet, obviously. So we were going like on our, me and this, one of the teenagers of the church there, we were going on our second round. And then this man walks up to us and says, are you two from that 60 people group that walked in here? And we're like, yes. And he's like, you guys are Christians, aren't you? And we said, well, yes, we are, amen. And he said, I can definitely tell that you guys are Christians. And so we were talking to him about Riverland Baptist Church. He's like, I would love to go, but I don't live in Ocala. I live in Inverness, which is like, I believe, an hour and 15 minutes away. So I said, well, I know of a church over there that's affiliated with Riverland. And it just so happens that Keith's girlfriend, her dad, is the pastor there, New Testament Baptist Church, Sonny Hodges. So I said, well, that's the church in Inverness. They're very affiliated with Riverland, so you can probably try them out. He's like, and he got excited. He was like, okay, well, I'm definitely going to try them out then. So that was just a blessing, just to be able to have a little bit of knowledge of somewhere else where they could possibly go. So it was just a blessing, even though if it wasn't definitely a huge amount of people that had gotten saved, it was still such a blessing. We thank the church for letting us go every year. I love the Soul Winning Marathon. I'm definitely looking forward to next year's.
Amen. Good evening. My name is Monica Mendieta. I'm a sophomore at the college, and this is actually my third Soul Winning Marathon. And it was exciting. Yes, it was different, but it's kind of like soul winning at home, because where I live, it's very rural, and there's houses few and far between. A lot of dirt, a lot of grass, and lots of cows. But it was really nice. I had a good team. I had Carissa and Kinson and George. And then Carissa's grandparents came out with us, and that was exciting to meet them. And we talked to a few people. We actually had maybe, I would say, about 10 people we actually talked to. And I talked to maybe 5 or 6, and most of them were Spanish, which was shocking. I didn't think there would be a lot of Spanish people out there. But it was nice to talk to them. It was discouraging and encouraging at the same time, because I remember this one man I talked to, and he knew he was going to hell, and he was comfortable with that. And it's sad when you share a gospel with someone and they're just okay with where they're going. But I remember hearing a message from Pastor Sexton when he was teaching. He gave us all the gospel pens with the colors, and he was saying how the colors speak, and how when you share someone the gospel with those, they'll remember those colors, and when they see those colors, they'll remember. Red stands for the blood of Christ, and green stands for growth, and the other colors. Yeah. But that just encouraged me to remember that even though they hear the gospel, they won't forget it. Amen. They're going to remember what you said. And I just remember it will be surprising when you get to heaven, the faces you'll see, because some of the people that were comfortable with going to hell might just be there one day, because they'll remember what you said. And it was encouraging to think about that. And then Brother Perkins gave us a little pep talk the last day, which is nice. And Soul Winning Marathon was fun, and I had a great time and a great team. And I'll look forward to next year's too. Thank you.
Well, my name is Keith Carringer. I'm from Riverland, of course, and I'm a freshman this year. And I can't thank Landmark enough, the college and the church, for going out there, because I'm from there and I know the need. And that little Mexico place they were talking about was my bus route. And to look, it was neat driving through the streets, and everywhere you look, seeing teams going around. And our area has always responded well to flyers on doors, and you could see that from the results that Dr. Lewis talked about. And it was like everywhere you went, you just saw flyers and flyers and flyers, and so that was exciting. But what encouraged me the most, and I know we've heard the word discouraging a lot tonight, and me and Nate, we were walking, and we got to like the last hour, and we got down, and we were saying, man, like, we didn't get to lead anybody to Christ, almost like that was our last opportunity. And then so we got to thinking, and we said, wait a minute, this is not like the last hour we have to lead people to Christ. You know, we can, and it was almost to me like, you know, like if you guys play sports, you know what I'm talking about, but like in a basketball game at halftime, if the other team is winning and they look at you like, what you gonna do about it? You know, it's like, it was almost, I felt like charged to come back and, you know, got to lead someone to Christ in Poinciana the next week. And so sometimes we tend to think that soul in Poinciana is less than one in Riverland because it was a soul winning marathon. So to me, it was neat because it charged me and it said, okay, Satan, let's, you know, I don't know. So sometimes I think that God discouraging or letting us get discouraged can sometimes be a challenge and a charge. So anyways, thank you, I guess.
Hi, I'm Carissa, and I'm a sophomore this year, and Riverland is my church, so I was like,
I was really excited when I found out we were going because it's my church, you know, and I was there last year when we went to Homestead, Florida, and I saw, you know, we had like 200-something people saved, and I was so excited. And then we came, and we actually went, my bus went to a place that I had never been. I didn't even know it was there, which was weird because I knew everywhere else. I just happened to end up being in the one place that I'd never been before. So it was really cool to go out there, and it was like, you know, because like when I was back at home, I was always with the youth group. We always had to stay close to the church. Everybody knows who Riverland is because it's within a few minutes. The one we went to, nobody had any idea, so it was like open, new. It was like, it was really fun. It was really cool that I got to be a part of that because it was my church, but it was so far out. And like they're saying that people were really receptive to at least taking the tracks, even if we couldn't get to speak to them very long. I didn't even get to open my Bible at all. I almost had one opportunity, but it was one of those things where it was like, I was about to, and then it just kind of left, you know. So I was kind of bummed about that, but then I was very, it was very nice when we would get back on the bus. You know, we might be a little discouraged. We didn't get to talk to anybody, got attacked by a dog, you know, whatever. We're kind of discouraged, and we just get back on the bus, and somebody is singing or saying somebody got saved or just whatever, and it's like, it's always nice when you go soul winning, but there's something about soul winning marathon that everybody just gets extra, extra excited. So it was really nice to be able to do that and at my church.
Amen. Hi, my name is Carrie Heiger, and I'm a freshman, and this is my first soul winning marathon. When I first heard that it was going to be in a rural country, I was really excited because I grew up in Lake Helen, which has like nobody. So then we went out to Dunellen, and I'm like, whoa, I live in a city. Okay, this is so much less populated than my home country, right? So we went out, and I was like really getting discouraged because I was like, there's nobody anywhere. And then I looked back, and I saw Jesse, and he was leading somebody to the Lord, and I'm like, that is so awesome because he actually got to lead somebody to the Lord while I was standing there, and I got to pray for him, and it was really awesome. So I was really happy to be able to pray for him as he led people to the Lord.